Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Carl O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. The travel price comparison company Skyscanner and Yahoo Japan have partnered up to launch a Japanese travel search engine. Google has accidentally revealed data concerning right-to-be-forgotten requests it's received in the last year. And the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba has entered into a partnership with two Chinese TV and film companies. The travel price comparison company Skyscanner and Yahoo Japan have partnered up to launch Skyscanner Japan in an attempt to crack the lucrative travel booking market. Skyscanner Japan will be a search engine dedicated to the country's travel market, which is worth an estimated $71 billion. The two companies will invest $2.5 million into the venture, with Skyscanner owning 51% and Yahoo Japan owning the rest. Skyscanner will actually power the search results, whilst Yahoo Japan will promote the service to its large Japanese audience, where it's the country's most popular search engine. Skyscanner explained its reasons for launching Skyscanner Japan, saying, "Asia is becoming by far the greatest region for outbound travel." Skyscanner currently has 35 million monthly users, and it hopes that the launch of Skyscanner Japan will help boost this further. Last year, it bought the Chinese travel search engine Ubibi, which led to a 61% increase in Chinese users, equivalent to an extra 1 million monthly users. Google has accidentally revealed data concerning right-to-be-forgotten requests it received from EU citizens in the last year. The EU right-to-be-forgotten law means that EU citizens can ask search engines to remove links to outdated or inaccurate information about them. The data revealed that 95% of requests came from ordinary members of the public who were asked for private or personal information to be removed. Just 5% of requests came from criminal, public figures, and politicians. Just under 50% of requests relating to the deletion of personal or private information were granted, with this falling to around 20% for requests relating to criminals, politicians, and public figures. There was some regional variation in both the nature of deletion requests and the numbers requested being granted. In France, the Netherlands, and Germany, over 97% of deletion requests related to personal and private information, with less than 1% being related to serious crime. In Italy, however, just 85% of requests related to personal and private information, while 12% related to serious crime. Deletion requests were most commonly granted in France and Germany, where around half of requests relating to personal and private information were granted. Deletion requests were least likely to be granted in the UK and Italy, where only a third of requests were granted. The Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba has entered into a partnership with two Chinese TV and film companies, Hunman TV and DMG Entertainment. The partnership will see the launch of a single home entertainment package comprising of TV, internet, and phone subscriptions. The scheme will first be rolled out to Hunman TV cable subscribers, equivalent to around 6 million people. Subscribers will have access to DMG Entertainment's library of foreign films, as well as Alibaba's TV, film, music, gaming, education, and shopping services. Alibaba is trying hard to break into the Chinese entertainment market and has also announced that it intends to launch TBO, an online film and TV streaming service, in the next few months. Alibaba's main competitors in the Chinese entertainment industry are Baidu's subsidiary iQIYI, which recently announced plans to acquire 1,000 new Hollywood titles, and Netflix, which intends to enter the Chinese market this year. And finally, research reported by eMarketer has revealed that mobile shopping is on the rise in Germany. 64% of respondents said they made a purchase on a smartphone or tablet this year, compared to 57% last year. Age, socioeconomic status, and parental status were all significant variables, with younger people, richer people, and people living with children all being more likely to engage in m-commerce. 80% of German internet users are expected to buy online this year, equivalent to 47 million people. And that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and join us next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.